The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697. And we do welcome you to the program today on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. This is The Sport of Winning, where we take a look each weekday at how to successfully compete in the sport of winning for your business. Our goal, it's simple, provide a comprehensive look and analysis of any challenges, solutions, ideas, and proven methods to help you start a business, grow your business, or help you through a challenge you may be experiencing. From your website to profits, we want to help you by providing effective, affordable, and unique ideas to stack your business playbook for success. Our arsenal of tools range from website referrals, concepts, and resources, ideas that we've used or analyzed to ensure you receive the most up-to-date information and ideas. If you have any comments or questions, give us an email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. What is Video Broadcast Services? We are a unique and effective methodology to successfully compete with your online marketing. Our monthly packages, with no long-term contract, I might add, we include SEO, video SEO, content, social media marketing, and more. Our complete marketing packages include the entire toolbox you need to create a permanent, massive online presence within the major search engines. Permanent and massive, the operative word. We include state-of-the-art websites if needed, and we complete them with doing daily, weekly, monthly updates to ensure your content remains fresh and relevant to your intended audience. Nothing worse than an outdated website. You can reach us at 888-996-9697 or directly through email at info@videobroadcastservices.com. Hi, Kyle.
Hey, Marcia, glad to be here, and glad to today's show is really a great show topic that we're going over, and I think one that comes to the heart of any successful business, and it really comes down to how we can effectively plan our days and keep our calendar stacked for success, and make sure that we're keeping an effective an effective day and using our time most effectively and in a way that's going to, you know, get us the best results that we're looking for.
Right. Today we're talking about effective planning, and I think you and I are mere experts on this because we are so organized. And I really do believe that a lot of businesses that don't make it, it could go back to a business owner that was not very organized. I mean, I kind of have a couple of little things about myself that I look at, and I know that when I'm not on my game, I can look at a couple of different things and know that's evidence that I'm kind of off my game a little bit. And I really do enjoy being organized. I've always said that lack of organization is probably one of the most expensive consumers of our time. And I you can always make more money, you can never make more time, which is why I believe. And I, you know, obviously it goes back to the old thing where time is money. And in our case, you know,
You know, it really, you have to be organized, and you have to be a planner, and more importantly, you've got to be able to execute that plan. But I really think it comes down to a couple of different things that you can integrate into your life to try to help that along. I think right now with smartphones and iPads and everything you have digitally to remind you of things that you need to do, I in some cases think that there is no excuse. But Kyle, you know me, and you've known this about me for years, that I am a list maker, and I start each day with that list. I don't quit until everything on that list is checked off. A lot of times, if I do or I'm not successful in doing that, it's because I've been sidetracked with something that has taken on more of a precedence, a more level of importance, and I can always push that to the following day. For me, one of the things I like to do is I like to make my list from doing the things that I like to do least and the things that are the most important first, and then allow the day to unwind, if you will, going to the things that I love doing the most. And that's really how I organize my day. And every month I have a calendar that I have to look at for appointments and such. And then each weekday I kind of organize my week, and then I break it down by each day. What do you do, Kyle, to organize yourself, to plan, to keep yourself on track to accomplish everything that you need to do?
Well, I think it's important, you know, obviously, like what you were just mentioning, is breaking your day down into chunks. But what we've also talked about in past shows is making sure that, you're taking care of your most important tasks first. You know, what do you need to get done during the day that's going to get the biggest result? And tackling that the first thing, you know, when you're fresh, that is the time that you need to spend, taking care of, the tasks that are going to get you the biggest result or the biggest bang for your time, per se, and making sure that you're hitting those right out of the gate.
Right. Do you know people, Kyle, that you'll go over to their house, or you're going to, somebody I know was very infamous for this. They would go somewhere and they could never find their car keys. And they would spend a half an hour looking for their car keys. I think things like that, there's no excuse for that kind of stuff. I think that you really can assign an area of your home where you throw your car keys, wherever that may be, whether it's a key rack, a dish that you put them in when you come in the door, or somewhere where the car keys go that you're going to know that when you need to leave somewhere, you can find your car keys. Do you know people like that they just trip over the same time wasters time and time again? And to me, I just scratch my head. I don't get that. I could never stand spending 20 minutes to look for my car keys. I'd pull my hair out before I would do that.
Oh, absolutely. And that's, again, it goes back to not only planning, but remaining organized and staying organized. And part of effective planning is organizing your day. So if you don't have, you know, for instance, if you don't have your personal areas of life organized, whether that be your car keys or, your clothes, the cleanliness of your house, if those things aren't organized, you're going to have a very difficult time organizing your time. In fact, it's going to be impossible, because everything has to work together and has to be cohesive. And if you're not organized on a personal level, you're not going to be organized on a professional level, and that plays right into being an effective planner and an effective manager of your time.
Say, I don't have time to exercise. I barely have time to make dinner. I'm so busy. And to me, not that I'm judging people's housekeeping, but I've often found that people that have had the most cluttered and unkept homes are the ones that really struggle with organizing their day. And, I don't quite get that, because to me that really ends up costing you a lot of money. I think with a little bit of due diligence on a daily basis or a weekly basis, where you kind of neaten things up, like I said, whether it's creating a list, making sure you're up to date on your laundry, meal planning, I think is another great thing, especially if two parents are working, and ensuring that you have, healthy meals pre-planned. And, I mean, for me, I do a lot of my cooking on Sundays for the week, and have my meals planned out for the entire week. And I'm very good at repurposing stuff. So I think that it's just, if you're not good at it, hire someone to teach you how to be more organized, because organization, in my opinion, is probably one of the biggest consumers of our time. And I think that it's just, you know, finding the ability to organize your day and organize your life can have such a monumental spillover effect into other areas of your life that I think people would be shocked at how much more time they had if they could just spend a little more time getting themselves organized. Kyle, what are some of the other things that you do to organize your house, your office, your desk, your car, whatever it is that you find that when you're not organized, it affects many facets of your life?
Well, it goes to I think taking pride in yourself, in your appearance, on how you look, how your environment looks, and taking pride in that. In fact, it's funny, I had a talk with Caleb, this was just yesterday, and I told him, I said, you know, we've been in summertime, school's been out, and so he's been kind of, you know, wearing shorts in the house a lot, you know, and stuff like that. And, you know, I had a talk with him, I said, you know, that's been okay, you know, but I said, you've got to, when you get up in the morning, you've got to get ready for the day. And so no matter what happens, you're already ready. And I told him, I said, there's a lot of people that just aren't ready for when things happen. And I said, it comes with a mindset. I go, kids that go to private schools, they have dress codes. And I said, there's a reason for that, because it puts them in a mindset. And I said, you've got to be in a mindset as well, where you're ready for whatever the day might bring. And if you're just kind of lounging around and you're just kind of there, you're not going to be, you know, you're not going to be ready, and you're not going to be in that mindset that you're ready for, you know, whatever the day is going to bring. And so, you know, like what I was saying, you know, having pride in your appearance, how, you know, how you present yourself, how your environment is presented, all comes into play into, you know, effective planning and being able to effectively manage your day and make the most out of your day.
And that's really what it is. It's a mindset of being able to get yourself, you know, organized. There are people that are just not good at getting themselves organized, and I say hire someone to do it then, because it is probably going to be the best money you ever spent. Lack of organization can really have such a detrimental effect and a spillover effect into other areas of your life. Like I said, I watched painfully a person I know that they could never find their car keys. It was just always a battle trying to find their car keys to go anywhere. And I think that, you know, time is the one commodity we can't make more of. And who wants to waste it? And yet you see time and time again, people do it. And I think social media is consuming a lot of that. I think that if you are a little addicted to it, if you tend to not be one that can stay on it, or get yourself off it, I should say, then perhaps it might be something you need to discipline yourself to not go on social media and consume a good chunk of your day. And I know a few people that are very much camped out on social media all day, and very little else in their life gets done, and not a good situation. And it certainly doesn't bode well if you're a business owner, and lack of organization can probably be one of the things that will possibly create havoc in your life, and to the point where your business is going to fail because of that. Anything else before we run, Kyle?
No, that's all. Yeah, all good. You know, it really comes down to like what you said earlier, the mindset, and really taking pride in your environment and yourself and how you want to present yourself. And obviously, any successful business, they need to present themselves as being organized, on top of things, and moving forward. And that will spill over into additional clients and customers.
Right. Get a day planner. Put your calendar onto your smartphone, you know, organize your meals for the week, get your clothes ready for the week, get your cars cleaned, your house cleaned, get your mindset, get your head in the game, if you will, because that's really the only way to play, especially if you own a business. There's only one way to be, and that is organized. Again, thanks for tuning in to The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. We've got some great shows coming up, industry-specific for legal marketing, car dealer marketing, healthcare marketing, dental marketing, a lot of great content in these shows, so stay tuned. I'm Marcia Hawkins, along with Kyle Klaus of Video Broadcast Services. Please visit our website at videobroadcastservices.com. We hope that you found this information useful. If you or someone you know would like to be a guest on our program to share a concept such as what we talked about today, an idea, a product or a service that you feel would be of great benefit to our listeners, we want to talk to you. Give us a call, 888-996-9697, or you can email us at info@videobroadcastservices.com. If you're not interested in being a guest on the program, we can take a look at your website, your product, service, whatever it is, your idea, and we can certainly bring it to our listenerships. We have that happen all the time. We have a lot of people that are a little shy and don't want to be on the radio, and that's fine. We're happy to talk about the product or service void of you being on the program. Don't worry about that. So give us a call, 888-996-9697. Again, our goal is to provide you with the most comprehensive business information available. Sometimes it's just a concept or an idea to help your business run a little more efficiently, and we're happy to talk about it. Again, this is The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio. Until next time, I'm Marcia Hawkins along with Kyle Klaus. Make it a great day.
The Sport of Winning on Blog Talk Radio is brought to you by the Haddad Auto Group in the beautiful Berkshires, Subaru, Toyota, Hyundai, and now Nissan. The Haddad Auto Group, located in Pittsfield, Massachusetts, serving the community for over 80 years. Dr. David Peck, Taylor Street Dental Associates in Springfield, Massachusetts, serving Western Mass and Northern Connecticut for general and cosmetic dentistry. BMW of Darien, Volvo of Westport, located just outside of Metro New York City in Connecticut. And Hudeberg Subaru, Hudeberg Nissan, located at I-240 and Shields in Oklahoma City. Also by Hawkins Roofing, expert slate and chimney service serving Western Mass. Call Mitch, everybody else does. Hilltown Hardwood Flooring and Refinishing. Beautify your home with new or refinished hardwood floors. Call 413-522-5991. First Merchants Bank Card Services for the best pricing on credit card processing. Industry low rates for your business. Call 800-446-4264. And by Video Broadcast Services, complete exclusive expert marketing services, providing the most comprehensive marketing services, complete with SEO, video SEO, social media, and content marketing, with our powerful strategy and with proven results for medical and dental practices, auto dealerships, franchises, and more. Call 888-996-9697.